I'd like to extend my best wishes for a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all Bow River constituents. I hope 2022 brings us all health and happiness. It has been another year of ups and downs, and it's been tiring for everyone, so let's use this Christmas and holiday season to spend time with family and friends safely. As the first 5 sitting weeks of the 44th Parliament come to a close, Canadians are no closer to getting an answer from this Prime Minister or his government about the inflation crisis or the rising cost of living. For weeks, the Conservative Party caucus has been holding the government to account in question period, during debates, at press conferences, at meetings, and on social media. Yet nothing but excuses and comparisons to other countries have come from the government benches. My constituents aren't necessarily surprised by this. We know very well that this government's lack of transparency, especially with spending, has been their trademark for 6 long years. Spending throughout the pandemic was unaccounted for, even so far as CERB being doled out to fraudulent and criminal activities, like purchasing illegal handguns. The price for grocery bills, gasoline, and rent have all gone through the proverbial roof, yet this government has no solutions. Committees are only beginning to sit, and cabinet ministers don't even have their mandate letters yet. Meanwhile, the government is already announcing new spending measures. RCMP-CBA negotiations. After hearing from many municipal leaders regarding the federal RCMP-CBA negotiations and the retroactive salary coverage, I have begun to stir up some interest in this issue within caucus. Many colleagues have also received questions and complaints from their local leaders asking for clarification, so it's clear that this issue is relevant across the country. For those unaware, the federal government has signed a collective bargaining agreement with the RCMP, which includes retroactive salary coverage for the last 5 years. What is unclear is who will pay for this. I have spoken with colleagues, asked a question in question period, and am looking to write letters to the Minister of Public Safety and President of Treasury Board for further clarification. Our RCMP work tirelessly to protect our neighbors, and they are deserving of the pay they receive. However, with municipalities and the provinces left out of the negotiation room regarding the collective agreement, it means municipalities may be forced to bear the burden of this retroactive cost. This burden will likely increase property taxes by at least 5% in many small municipalities. In an era of inflationary pricing due to this Liberal government's mismanagement and never-ending spending practices, that property tax increase will hurt taxpayers and small businesses. Fast-tracked bills. The Liberals are looking to fast-track bills without opposition scrutiny in the 5 weeks from the beginning of the 44th Parliament. The Liberal government has introduced a number of bills that will have lasting impacts on the future of this country. The latest round of COVID support payments includes extending the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, CEWS, the Canada Emergency Rent Subsidy, CERS, and the Canada Recovery Hiring Program until May 7, 2022. Bill C-5 seeks to remove many mandatory minimum sentences for gun crimes, including possessing a restricted firearm with ammunition, weapons trafficking, discharging a firearm while committing an offense, reckless discharge of a firearm, and extortion and robbery with a firearm. This bill also seeks to remove mandatory minimums for all drug offenses. This is yet another example of Liberal hypocrisy. They want to ban firearms for legal owners yet seek to remove these mandatory penalties for criminals who commit gun crimes. How does that make any sense? Should you have a question or concern of a federal matter, please email my office at martin.shields@parl.gc.ca. Sincerely, Martin Shields, MP, Bow River.